What up, people? This is just a little mini podcast to get you going through the day, you know, because you got to deal with all that stupid corona nonsense. We just wanted to say what up. And the original idea was to have this podcast come out on Mondays, but since then we've changed. This podcast will come out every Friday with the video versions coming out on the 11th Commandment YouTube channel on Saturday. So make sure to check that out. Link is down below to the left. Or wherever they put that. And don't forget that we got some amazing guests coming. We got Scott Young, who completed the MIT Challenge. 4 years of work done in 1 year. Okay, he's going to come on, tell us how we can learn quicker, faster, and better. We also got an investigative journalist who's talked to the top players and coaches in the game on how to get into the flow state, how to reduce anxiety, reduce stress, and how to get more out of your game. So don't forget to check those out, and we will see you guys soon.
The Way of Will John.
Huh? Huh? You like that? We're in a studio, huh? So if you're just listening to this, we're in a studio. You're welcome. We didn't have to make that happen. Team Golaremi is pushing it. All right, we're pushing things. No, honestly, it was just a complete accident. But it's dope that we're here. Don't know if we're going to be back here next week. We'll sort that out. How's it going? How you guys doing? We're going to try. There's a lot going on. You guys know we just got back from filming with Manchester United. That was dope. Okay, so we're gonna try to keep this on a schedule. We're gonna every Monday morning, 8 a.m., you're gonna wake up, you're gonna have a nice, hot, warm podcast ready just to go with your cinnamon roll and your bacon and eggs and your avocado toast and all the rest of that stupid shit that people eat in the morning. Because I don't eat anything. I don't eat anything in the morning. Have a little tea. I've never had coffee. Can you believe I've never had coffee? It smells good. But coffee is going to be one of those things like alcohol. I was never interested in alcohol growing up. Didn't care. My parents really didn't drink ever. Like, they'd have a casual drink here and there, but like, I was just never interested in alcohol. It just didn't seem that interesting. And yeah, I'll have a glass of wine now and then. Just kind of sit like an aristocrat. That's the only cool thing about it, is you can sit there like an aristocrat. And we got to figure out a new way to hold wine glasses, man, because I'm just not down with this little stick, little puny ass dipsy little stick. You got to hold it on, and then you got this giant thing. It's stupid. Why would that be the way? How is that the best way to hold and to sniff it? Just no one challenged it. You realize that, right? No one challenged it. Like Bob back in the day, like this is like 800. When was wine invented? When was wine invented? No, shit, wine is ancient, right? Because I got some shit to talk about. These fake Jesuses just running around on football teams, just a goddamn pandemic, all right?
Oh, you can't say pandemic right now. There's an actual pandemic.
I know. Shut up. Use your cognitive abilities to distinguish between someone that's actually being offensive and not being offensive at all. Honestly, we're already off to a great start. And it seems like I'm always upset in the beginning of these, but clearly what this is just therapy. You guys are paying for my therapy by listening to this and us eventually getting a proper and real dope sponsor. Because right now, the people who have supplied the wonderful audio equipment are Rode. I love you guys. Seriously, I love you guys. Once again, not being paid to say that. Rode, unbelievable microphones, hands down. You don't have to mess with anything. You pick up a Rode, you know it's going to work. Everything is cool. So, whatever. That's the shout out to Rode. I don't remember what I was talking about before a couple minutes. I know I was talking about breakfast, and I thought that was weird. And then we got into coffee. I'm giving you guys a recap of everything you just heard. What I was really going to say about the fake Jesuses running around, it actually wasn't anything religious at all. It's just every guy on any football, soccer team, whatever, it probably extends out to other sports. You are not Jesus. If you have long brown hair or black hair or blonde hair, any of you guys, you're not Jesus. Stop telling all of us what to do. And God forbid the guy is over 6 feet tall. He thinks he's Thor now, too, because we put that out in society. All tall, blonde guys with long hair, they're Thor. If you just go to the gym and you just do a little bench press. just fucking ridiculous. Stop telling everybody what to do. You're not Thor. And you would think that I'm thinking about a specific person, but I'm not. I'm not. It's just I noticed this pattern. So there's no place for you guys. Oh, there is. Yeah, you guys can comment down below if you're watching this. We're going to figure out a way to get some questions in. That's what I also decide is that we're gonna make an attempt to connect with you, the viewer or listener. I want to hear what you guys got to say. I don't really. I don't. It's just I think it would be cool for a little bit, you know, to have that section of the podcast, at least when I'm not with a guest. Because Ryan Stock, if you haven't checked out the podcast before this one, is unreal. All right, he's a dope guy. There's so much good stuff in there. I feel really blessed that we are at our young stage of the podcast and we can already get guys like this. Not to mention the next person that we are going to get, Scott Young. I should go into that. You know, we were going to have this podcast about a month ago, something like that, and Scott had some stuff come up. So he is going to be our next guest, and so we'll schedule that in, which is going to be absolutely unbelievable because the guy just decided, oh, I'm going to go to MIT. No, wait, I'm not. I don't have time to do that. How long does it normally take someone to study to get their diploma? 3 years, 4 years, whatever. I'm going to do it in a year. Boom, bang. Did it. Internet sensation. So Scott wrote a book called Ultra Learning, I think. So we're going to break that down. He's going to come in and talk about all the best ways to learn, how to hack stuff, you know, all the good shit. So excited about that. I don't know what else. Did I want to, like, do we really want to look up when wine was invented? Aren't you kind of curious? You know it was before the time of Jesus. This is a religious-themed podcast today. How are you guys doing with religion? Religion's taken a beating in modern society. When was wine invented? Wine's one of those things that just seems like it was around. Jesus Christ! The earliest evidence of a rice and a grape mixed-based fermented drink was found in China circa 7,000 BC. Earliest evidence of wine in Georgia. Boom, shout-out to Georgia. Played there. Tbilisi, not Atlanta. The amount of Americans when I'd say Georgia. Why would I say Georgia? If I was... No one talks about the state of Georgia, right? So if you're in America, you know this. No one goes, yeah, hey, I'm heading out to Georgia. Hey, Bob, nobody says that shit. I'm going to Atlanta. That's it. Done. Anyway, earliest evidence of wine in Georgia from 6,000 BC, Iran from 5,000 BC, and Sicily from 4,000 BC. One of the earliest known wineries from 4,100 BC is, I don't know what that is, but it's in Armenia. Wine is old as shit. I don't know what that means, that alcohol was invented at the same time. How does that work? Wait a second. While the art of wine reached the Hellenic Peninsula by about 2000 BC, the first alcoholic beverage... Yeah, I don't really get that. There are people outside the studio right now, so I'm not 100% sure if I can keep talking. They're probably trying to kick me out because they realize that it's just the way of Will John podcast here, and I told them that Casey Neistat... I told them I was Casey Neistat. Whatever. Where were we going? This is what happens on podcasts when you do them alone, dude. You have no idea what's happening. You can't figure shit out. What were we talking about? I was going to go on to something and whatever. It really doesn't matter at all. Oh, Scott Young. Okay. And then I cannot yet reveal who the next few, but guests are lining up. Guys, the podcast is going to take off. Okay, it's gonna take off. Now, one of the things that I wanted to get in today, I can't tell you everything about Manchester United. I can't tell you who we shot with, the players that were there. It was really cool. We got a lot of good information. So for those of you that are not soccer, football fans, I don't know, skip ahead 2 seconds when I'm talking about other crazy nonsense. But it was very, very hectic. Very good event, though, overall. I think the way that we interacted with the players, you guys are going to get something that I don't think you've been able to get from high-level players. So, yeah, look out for that. That's it. I got nothing else to say about that. Let's move on here. So, something was brought to my attention Now, I don't know, once again, how long this podcast is going to be. Probably only like 20 minutes or something like that. So we're just going to have to deal with it. Like I said, we only have a few minutes before they figure out that I am not Casey Neistat. Should have said Logan Paul. That was doing some sort of some sort of racial experiment. Just hang on for a second. Let me find it. Like I said, this is not a... I can't wait till we can actually have proper producer. We're in a studio that's already a step up. But if we could just get a producer in here so I don't have to fidget around with notes, pull up my phone. You know, I'm just... Guys, we're trying. All right. I just want to play this one thing because I want to put it out to you. You, the people. I really shouldn't. I'm just going to play the clip. Hopefully you can hear it. See if I can turn this up all the way. I'm going to play this clip right now, and then I'm going to give you the context after. So if you're watching, it's a million times better. It's a million times better. Please, please go to 11th Commandment and watch this. But if not, just listen. I'm not setting this up. Okay. That was just brought to my attention. I want you guys to hear the beginning again. I freaked out the first time I heard it. What you're seeing or hearing is a woman speaking to men. This is in Turkish. It's one of those things where they just want guys to come. It's not anything sexual or anything like that. They're just trying to get guys to go to this app. Whatever. And this is how they did it. They have a girl. She's all dolled up. She's got all the makeup on. All right. She's looking good. And what is that sound? What is this sound? What is that? Tell me why a whole massive company would get together and think that. And it's not like we're making fun of her voice. We're not, right? She has a normal voice. She can speak normally. Honestly, it sounds like a pack of wolves is ripping apart 17 chickens. And I don't understand, and I want to dig deeper, but we have been kicked out of the podcast studio. It's really just because they don't have any more time left. That's it, but whatever. We'll dig into it some other time. Guys, just make sure to go check out the 11th Commandment. Check out Biscuits and Tea. We got our other podcast where we just talk nonsense, a bunch of us with Professor B. Millie. Tyler Back's about to come on that podcast. So we will see you guys soon. Hope everybody is good. Stay safe. Later. Peace.